Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Carolina Wrestling Live Radio. I'm your host, James Shaver. And tonight, my very special guest is from CWF Mid-Atlantic, is my special guest, Aaron Biggs. Aaron Biggs, welcome to Carolina Wrestling Live Radio.
Thanks for having me, James.
All right, this Saturday, there's a big card in Gibsonville at the CWF Mid-Atlantic Sportatorium in Gibsonville. It's CWF Battlecade, and you are involved on that show. Tell us about your involvement on that card.
I have a match against Dave Dawson, the brother of Zane Dawson. And those are two big bulls getting ready to go at it.
And tell us about the problems that the Dawson brothers have been causing in CWF as of late.
Well, the Dawsons, man, they just kind of show up and, you know, stick their nose where it doesn't belong. You know, the riot hasn't fully died yet, and we're cancer out of CWF. So the big man of CWF is now stepping up to the plate trying to take care of business, and I'm going to handle Dave Dawson this Saturday.
All right, and also another promotion you're involved in, the CWS Asheboro. Tell us about your involvement at the show upcoming in Asheboro on January the 3rd.
Well, for those who don't know, that is Big's birthday. So, but I'll be in a match against one half of the Mid-Atlantic Outlaws, Matt Houston. This will be our first time going one-on-one. For those who don't know, more Matt Houston than myself, I'm still learning the ropes here, but specialist. And the Mid-Atlantic Outlaws and Biggie Smooth have had some epic matches. Street fight, best two out of three falls there at CWS. So you get to see one half of each team go one-on-one.
Okay, speaking of tag teams, you're involved in a tag team with Chris Lee. What's going on with Chris Lee as of late? Is he out of wrestling for the time being? What's going on with Chris Lee?
I'll allow Chris Lee to explain that a little more, but there's some other things that's going on in his personal life that has kind of hindered him from wrestling. So Biggie Smooth at the current moment is we're just on the back burner right now. It's not a permanent thing, but please believe we'll be back, and we'll be back better than ever. Believe that.
All right. Do you plan to stay in the singles ranks for the time being, or do you plan to find another tag team partner?
Well, I always kind of keep me a guy in my back pocket. But right now, I'm just going to kind of focus on my singles competition. Not saying that tag team wrestling has hindered me from progressing in this business, but I just feel like I need to focus on self first before I try to help carry a tag team to some tag team titles.
Okay, now you're involved with CWF Mid-Atlantic mainly. How hot do you think CWF Mid-Atlantic is right now? How hot do you think the promotion is as far as the action goes and how things are?
Right now, CWF Mid-Atlantic is hot. We have some of the hottest talent to come through. We have some, we just got some of everything. I mean, you want good wrestling, you want great shows. CWF is kind of where it's at right now. There's a lot of other promotions out there, and they put on good shows as well. But being that's kind of like home for me, of course I'm gonna put CWF over the top. But that's not to bash any other promotion. Like I said, CWF's got some of the hottest talent. We put on great shows. For those who don't know anything about Battlecade, if you've never been to Battlecade, if you've never been to a CWF show, make sure you make one in 2016. The years are only getting better.
It's a promotion not to be overlooked by any means because CWF has such a deep roster. It really speaks for itself. Okay, what would you say? Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
You're absolutely right. The roster is very huge, man. It's got some good local indie talent. Names you've heard of like Andrew Everett and your Eric Royal and your Trevor Lee and of course Aaron Biggs. Not to toot my horn or anything like that, but like you got your worst case scenario. You got Ethan Cage. You got Elijah. You got it's just the list goes on and on. Rick Converse, Brad Attitude, Smith Garrett, Darius Lockhart. I mean, it's just the list just goes on, and you'll see those guys this Saturday at Battlecade.
Okay, let's talk about some of your achievements. Tell us about some of your achievements in your career and what is your best achievement so far in your career?
Some of the achievements, I think, they may not sound like achievements to the listening ear, but to me, just achieving the goal of becoming a professional wrestler. Making it to one of my biggest achievements was making it to AML wrestling. I am from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, so being booked for a promotion that's kind of based out of Winston-Salem and being able to wrestle at FanFest again because I wasn't able to do it in 2014 was definitely an honor. I like to thank Tracy Myers and Brian Hawks for allowing me to come back. Just trying to get, bookings anywhere. I'm trying to take this thing on the road. I haven't quite won many championships yet, and I know that comes with time. I've been a tag team champion in West Virginia. I've been Firestar Southeastern champion, and the list is going to keep going as I keep progressing in this business.
Now, you're involved with AML Wrestling. Are you a regular there? What is your involvement in AML right now?
I actually just I've only had two matches with AML and I enjoyed both. They're very unique 6-man matches or 8-man tags. To see myself and another big guy by the name of D-Mac go head to head and almost crush each other in midair. I mean, if you were there to see that in High Point, you know what I'm talking about. But I enjoy working with AML because it's one of those promotions that I want to help put on the map. You have good shows regardless, but it's those local indie guys who have the most hunger at this moment, because they may not get bookings all over the world, have their faces plastered on posters and things like that, but they're the ones too who want it the baddest, because they don't have the bookings all over the United States and other countries and things like that, but they're trying to get there. And I'm one of those guys.
Now, what are the differences in styles between CWF Mid-Atlantic and AML?
In my eyes, looking
is there
on
a
as a fan, CWF is more of a traditional, more old school type, and AML is more of a today's wrestling type promotion, if you get where I'm going.
Today's wrestling, explain that.
Today's wrestling is more of the high-flying, flippy type stuff, which is fun to look at. And those guys, man, they're incredible. I can't take anything. He has guys like AJ Styles and Sanjay Dutt and Cedric Alexander and Caprice Coleman. Those guys get in there, man, they do all kinds of crazy stuff, and they're running around and they're kicking and punching and flipping. And you know, that's just what today's wrestling is now. Like, it's hard for a guy like myself, for instance, a big man. Like, we can get in there and dominate, but we can't do all the flashy, flippy, unique stuff because, well, we'll just kill. But CWF is more of, when I say old school, I'm talking about NWA, early WCW days, where there's storylines, there's you know, build off of angles and things like that, not just, you know, a show where you go out and just a couple of guys go out and do some things, you know what I'm saying?
I notice what's great about CWF Mid-Atlantic is almost every wrestler is involved in a storyline.
Yeah, that's CWF
Mid-Atlantic is very storyline driven.
Very much so. I mean, that's, to me, that's what you want to see in a promotion. I mean, it's cool to have just a show where everybody just goes out and has fun. You can also do that. There are shows like that with CWF, but you want people coming back. You want people on the edge of their seats, like, I got to see the next show. Just like when you were a kid and you were watching WCW Nitro or WWE Raw, you're just like, I got to watch next week because I don't know how it ended. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what you get out of CWF. It's just like, I got to come back next show because this happened, and I don't know how that – where is this going? And you just got to know.
Okay, we're talking about your achievements. So where do you see yourself being at 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I hope to be at least – we'll say – nationally known, maybe. You know, I've been in this business for 3 years, and I've learned a lot, and I know I'm not done learning. No, I'm nowhere near where I want to be right now, because I know when I first got into this business where I wanted to be. And so in 5 years, I hope to be the guy that everybody wants on this show, the guy that is all over the posters, maybe, you know, going to other countries and performing for international fans.
Like in the land of Evolve and CCW, is that what you're talking about?
Anything and everything. I've watched CZW, I've watched Evolve, I watched all ROH, everything, and I'm just like, I can hang with those guys. I'm just as good. I'll get my shot. I'm being very humble and accepting everything that's coming to me and being able to become locally known along the Mid-Atlantic region.
So talking about these promotions, what is your favorite promotion to watch on TV or online?
When it comes to watching things, I watch a little bit of everything. I have the network, so I watch a lot of stuff on there. But I've really a lot been getting into the ROH scene. learning who's there, learning their style of wrestling, and those guys are on it. I can't take anything away from any of those guys. Those guys are on it. And I look at that because I study their style. I study how they operate, and I want to be on that level and maybe, you know, get to ROH one day. Even if I only have one match, I want to be able to say I wrestled on ROH.
Now, do you plan to see those two Ring of Honor shows in North Carolina, in Concord and in Asheville?
I'm going to try to actually make the Concord show. That's a little closer to me. Asheville is a good little hump. But I'm going to try to see the Concord show. And that would actually be my first ROH show.
Who would you say is your favorite wrestler to watch right now?
I would have
or
to
past
say
or present.
Past or present, I have a few. And it was one guy, really, who's grown on me and has helped me develop more into the style of wrestling that more suits me, and that's Yokozuna. I just think, for Yoko's size, he could move. And sometimes you don't get that out of a big guy. You just might have a big, slow guy, but he's just dominant. But Yoko was one of those guys who, you know, he wasn't afraid to climb the second rope and squash you. You know what I'm saying? So I watch guys like him, Kevin Nash, Mark Henry, most definitely. Today, I would have to say I like Roman. I like Roman. I like the Samoan background anyways. I like all the Samoans. So from Rikishi to The Rock to the Head Shrinkers, you know. So I'm a big fan of the Samoan heritage. So, to say Roman.
Speaking of Roman, we're talking about WWE. What do you think is about the state of the WWE right now?
The state of WWE is you're going to have to give NXT a show on cable eventually, because not everybody can have the network. But I think NXT deserves a cable spot more than Raw and SmackDown, because NXT draws in some of the biggest talent. You got guys like Manny Garcia. You got Casey McKnight, who is, you know, a Dawson. Even John Skyler made an appearance on NXT. So it's just endless talent showing up there, and that's kind of, if you want to go to WWE, that's kind of where you want to be, is NXT, because more people are interested in, to me, more people are interested in NXT than they are in any of Raw or SmackDown. I mean, you got your big pay-per-views, and it's just, I don't know. And now that I've become an independent wrestler, it's more like I'm looking at all the guys that hit the road. And not just, you know, they got found here and trained to be a WWE superstar. I like the guys like the Daniel Bryans and the CM Punks, who were working shows in creation centers and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
So do you believe NXT is the more superior product to the WWE as of right now?
Oh, yeah. Because at first, I thought it was kind of backwards. I'm like, if they're the future, then why are you hiring guys like Finn Balor and Samoa Joe? These guys have been in the business for years, you know. So how were they the future if they've already been around? And then I'm thinking, like, well, now I see what you're doing. They're the next guys up, because all the other guys are getting older and moving out. You got to bring in new talent. And that's your new talent. So I think WWE NXT, I think NXT makes up a big portion of the WWE, if you ask me. I mean, I still like my Ortons and my Sheamuses and things like that, but I'm kind of tired of seeing them as champions. They're kind of just tossing that belt around between those guys.
Now, do you see the future of the WWE going more toward the NXT style in the future? Do you think that's the future of the WWE, or do you think it's going to stay as is?
I think that's where it's going to head, because that's kind of what today's wrestling is. Like, anywhere you go, you see a lot of that style of wrestling, fast-paced, put on good matches. Like, I've rarely watched an NXT show where they had a bad match. That's what, to me, they're producing more wrestling instead of, you know, building storylines and things like that. Yeah, they build them, but I just think they put on better wrestling shows. That's what I look for wrestling. That's what I look to. When I turn on wrestling, I want to see wrestling and not blah, 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 wrestling match. More blah, 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 wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I mean, today's wrestling era, I mean, the wrestling is definitely better than it was a few years back. That's for sure. Now, if you can go back to an era of wrestling, any wrestling era that you could wrestle in, if you could go back, which era would it be?
Everybody would expect me to say the Attitude Era, but no, I don't want to go to the Attitude Era in wrestling. I would go right before the Attitude, right before Austin came around, right before, you know, Cactus Jack really got crazy. But when wrestling, you know, just was wrestling. I remember going to shows here in Winston-Salem when WCW was coming here, and it was wrestling. You saw tag team matches from tag teams that were tag teams and not just two people thrown together. Me and Chris kind of got put together, and we just kind of linked, you know. I loved his kicks. He loved my size. Like, I squashed and he kicked. We just made things click like that. We just clicked like that. We made things work. But there are a lot of good tag teams out here, but I've yet to. The Heat Seekers are probably one of my favorite tag teams, because big and the small, and they utilize it together and they make it work for themselves together, and that's why they're NWA Mid-Atlantic tag team champions and AML tag team champions. The Washington Bullets are good. Like I said, worst case scenario, the Brutes, Mark James and Jimmy Parker, man. That's one tag team that I really like. I like the Outlaws, the Mid-Atlantic Outlaws. I love tag team wrestling. And the early 90s, from the 80s to the 90s, what I've been watching and what I've had to go back and watch, I just love tag team wrestling.
Now, what was the biggest win for Biggie Smooth?
Biggest win for Biggie Smooth would have had to have been beating the Bravado Brothers. I think we
in Moxville, North Carolina, right?
Yeah, that was fun. That felt good. That felt real good. I would probably say, yeah, that was our biggest win.
Okay, we talked about your best moment, your best achievements. What do you think your worst moment is, or your worst moment in your career? Or,
well, of course.
Yeah, what is your worst moment so far?
I would say my worst moment was when I broke my ankle. I was only out for about 4 months, about 4 or 5 months, and I just had to sit and sit and and wait to make my return. And all I could do, but I would say it was more of a gift and a curse, because I was able to sit and watch wrestling and learn and put all that stuff to use. And now that I'm back, I'm only getting better. I mean, there's nothing else that's stopping me. As long as I can stay healthy and continue to get in and out of the ring and perform for my fans, that's all that matters. Like, that was my only setback. And now that I'm past that, sky's the limit.
Now, who did you broke your ankle against?
It was actually in some crazy match at CWF, and it was just kind of like a freak accident. I rotated on it too far, and it kind of my body was rotating, but my foot was caught under another wrestler, and it's as simple as that. It snapped. And I went to the hospital, and they told me I had a fracture. I think it was my fibula. That was broken, and I had to have surgery, and that put me on the shelf for about 4 or 5 months. And all I could do was watch wrestling. That was the gift, was not being able to get in the ring and having that itch to get in the ring. But the gift was now you can sit and watch and learn. You know, there's nothing stopping you. You're on the couch. You're trying to be mobile, but you can't. You can't do anything. So just do this. And I'm coming into myself now.
Now, was you able to finish that match where you broke your ankle?
I was in a tag team match, and it was like my team and like three other teams. And right when that happened, I caught a knee trembler from Eric Andrews, and that's when it happened. That was the end. After that, I limped all the way to the lobby and got my boot off, and it was looking like a softball.
Now, who would you say your favorite opponent is?
My favorite opponent? I would have to say... I'd have to say Will Huckabee. I wrestled him at Firestar. This guy is unbelievably strong. I'd like to have another match with him. But, yeah, like I said, he's unbelievably strong. He was able to lift me and powerbomb me. I don't know if anybody else is going to hear this, any other, you know, promoters, but Aaron Biggs versus Will Huckabee is one you want to have on your show.
And who won that match?
I was actually the Firestar Southeastern champion. I was defending my title against him, and I was able to pick up the victory.
So is Will Huckabee your toughest opponent as well, or who is your toughest opponent?
My toughest opponent, I would have to say, was Zane Dawson. I wrestled him at CWF, and it was – I actually wrestled three times that night. I was in a elimination match, and then the winners of that match got to be in the Battle Royal to see who would get a title defense right after that Battle Royal against the current PWI heavyweight champion, Zane Dawson. And I was the last man standing, and I didn't know it was going to happen right after the Battle Royale. I thought I had it maybe, and he came in and attacked me, and we had a match. And I almost became your PWI heavyweight champion.
Now, did you take Zane's letter, lariat?
Oh, yeah. I ate that, baby, and that's what he beat me with. After getting some help from his little goonies, turned around and walked right into that lariat.
Now, tell us, how does that lariat feel?
If you haven't taken it and you get in the ring with Zane Dawson and he hits you with it, it's over. He put me down. And I'm one of the biggest guys walking around the Mid-Atlantic, and he put me down. So it's not the best of feeling things, you know. It's not your average clothesline. It's he takes your head off with it.
Who is the opponent that's been the most thorn on your side?
Who's been the opponent that's been the most thorn in my side?
Your biggest feud so far?
My biggest feud. I haven't quite had a feud with him, but I'm eventually going to get my hands on him. It's a guy by the name of Adam James. I was supposed to have a one-on-one match with him, and he kind of flaked on me, which is something that I don't like. We were supposed to have another match, but I was booked somewhere else. And I don't know if he showed up anyways, but eventually it's going to be Aaron Biggs versus Adam James, and he's going to have nowhere to run. He's going to have to stand up and fight.
Now, if you wrestle Adam James, this would take place in Nashville, I assume?
Anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I assume it wouldn't be in Gibsonville because Adam James is not part of the CWF roster.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be at CWF, but it'll be somewhere. I hear he's running shows out in Forest City, North Carolina, I think it's called. SWA, I hear he's there a lot. So maybe I might, you know, find my way to that promotion, and maybe I'll get my hands on him then.
Okay, very cool. All right. What would you say your dream match would be? Anybody you could face, present or past, that you would like to have a match with?
I don't know. I'm a guy who likes to take a little pain. I don't mind taking a little pain. I don't mind walking away from a match and looking myself in the mirror and I got a scar here or a wound here. I would have to say it has to be Cedric Alexander. Like, by far, that's a match I think I would. That's a dream. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then I'm not doing something right. But my dream match is Aaron Biggs versus Cedric Alexander.
Now, what do you think of Cedric's chances this Saturday against in his title defense?
His chances are 75% to 100%. He could possibly beat Smith Garrett, but Smith Garrett is a guy that I respect in this business, and I think he has just as much potential to beat Cedric Alexander and become, you know, the worldwide champion. So, I think it's going to be a really good one. All I can say to Smith Garrett is, man, duck, because he kicked to kill. He punches to knock your face off, man. And like I said, I want that. I want to come with it. Whatever you give me, I'm coming back 10 times harder, buddy. But good luck to Smith Garrett. I would love to see him put that television title around his waist.
And also, Smith Garrett has a chip on his shoulder as well, because it was Cedric that cost Smith Garrett the CWF Mid-Atlantic title against Marcellus King a few shows back. So Smith Garrett has a chip on his shoulder against Cedric this coming Saturday.
He definitely does. Like, he's got a little more to prove. This is just another title defense for Cedric. You screwed him out of the world title. Now you got to defend your title against him, and he's pretty pissed. Hopefully he doesn't let the anger get the best of him, but he's pretty pissed, and he's going to be ready. So I think Smith Garrett has a little more to prove, and that's why I feel like he can be victorious as well.
So anybody out there who wants to be a wrestler, do you have any advice to give them?
Seek proper training, first of all. There's a lot of guys out here saying they've been properly trained and don't know how to apply a simple headlock. There's places like USIWF, ran by Josh Gary. I think that's a great place to train in Kernersville, North Carolina. CWF, of course, in Gibsonville, North Carolina. I hear Hot Spots is pretty dope, too. So they located out in Charlotte. And I think George South and then Cedric handle that. So I think, you know, those three places would give you the proper training to become a successful professional independent wrestler.
All right. And where did you get your training at?
I got my training at CWF, the CWF Mid-Atlantic Dojo. Their head trainer is Jeff Rudd. And also a lot of the CWF wrestlers help out, from Eric Royal to Trevor Lee to Roy Wilkins. Those guys help build and mold you into a wrestler before, you know, you learn entertaining on your own, but they teach you how to be a wrestler first. That's what you're wanting to get in there and do. There's so many little things that guys don't do in the ring, and if you get the proper training, you would know that. So, like I said, I got my training there, and I loved every bit of it. Those guys are good, man. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I went there. I'm saying that because if I could tell anybody else about it, I would tell them, go to CWF. It's not easy.
And
it's not easy, but it's a journey. That if you're willing to take it, you'll be successful.
And you look at the CWF roster today, I'd say they did a pretty darn good job with that training.
Damn right they did.
All right, Aaron. Well, I'll see you this Saturday in Gibsonville.
All right, James. I'll see you then, man. And thanks for having me on your show, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right, you take care.
All right, man, take it easy.
All right, Aaron Biggs, my guest tonight here on Carolina Wrestling Live Radio. The next podcast will be on Tuesday night, and my guest will be Rob Killjoy. So until next Tuesday, I'll see you then, and maybe I'll see you at the show in Gibsonville this Saturday or at PWF on Sunday. And I'll see you Tuesday night. Signing off. Later.